This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
If, like me, you use the VictorReader stream on a daily basis, you might like to know that there are other Daisy plays available, and I think on Tech Talk we've looked at a few in the past. But I'd like to look today at the Milestone Daisy and Media Player. This is an extremely good alternative to the VictorReader stream, so let's explore what the player looks like. This player is extremely compact. It's about the size, literally, of a credit card, no bigger than that. There are 5 buttons on the player, but some of these double up to control different functions dependent on what you're doing. So let's look at the layout. On the top of the player, you have a round button. This is the record button, but it also doubles up to allow you to do other functions. Underneath it is the play and pause button. This is quite pronounceable. It sticks out a bit because it's bigger than the other buttons and it's circular in shape. To the left of the play button, you have the rewind button, which is like an arrow. And there is a right arrow. To the right of the play button, this is the fast forward button. Underneath which, there is a sighted X or a cross. This is the mode button. This controls different functions, dependent again on what you're doing. And if we go to the top of the player, there is a circular button. This is the select button. This allows you to cycle through the various options like books, audiobooks, alarm, radio, etc. To the right of which is a USB socket. And if we go to the right of that, you have a mic or a line-in socket. And if we go towards the bottom of the player, directly below the sighted cross, you have a small speaker. It's not the best speaker in the world, but it's certainly be listenable. If we go past that, towards the bottom of the unit, there's only one socket on this side, and that is the headphone socket. On the right edge of the player, there is a slot that houses the SD card. I've had a 32 gig SD card in here. I'm not sure whether it allows any bigger capacity, but it certainly deals with a 32 no problem at all. So that's the layout of the player. So how does it all work? There isn't a physical on-off button on the player. To wake it up, you press the play button and initially it makes a chime and then it wakes up. It will remember where you last were and it will start playback. So at the moment I've got an Audible book here. Yes, this does support Audible. And I'm going to just press play and see what happens here.
He didn't respond, and I heard him draw a breath.
You can skip back through a book, you can skip forward through a book, and you can also speed up narration as well.
And what about you, detective? Do you think somebody else would be poking around in our vision?
And to do that, I'm pressing the select button and the fast forward button at the same time. So you hold the select button in, and whilst you're doing that, you quickly press the fast forward button in to slow it down. You do the reverse process, you press the select button in, and you press the rewind button to slow narration down. To increase volume during playback, you hold down the mode button, that's the cross, and then whilst that is held down, press the rewind button or the fast forwards, and that increases or decreases volume, whichever way you do it. In an Audible book, you can navigate by chapter. You can set sleep timers. So I've stopped playback, so what I'm going to do is use the record button to navigate through the various options. So I'm pressing the record button now.
Set time for sleep timer. Activate sleep timer. Bookshelf.
So this is where all your Daisy and audiobooks are stored here. So to navigate the bookshelf, we press the fast forward button or the rewind button.
The Monogram Murders, The New Hercule Poirot, The Taken, Unabridged, The Villain's Daughter, Unabridged, Part 1.
So if I wanted to play that, I simply press the play button.
This is Audible.
So if I didn't want to listen to Daisy or Audible books, any other content, is placed in their own folder on the memory card. Unlike the Victor stream, there is no designated places where you need to store differing content. So to navigate the audio content on this player, I press the select button.
Alarm. Radio. Audio.
So audio. So I've got various other books on here that are not audible or Daisy in content. So let's have a look at that.
Before I Go to Sleep by S.J. Watson.
Okay, so I'm going to press play again and we're going to skip through this book.
Born Tomorrow. Today I...
So I'm going to press the fast forward button.
I don't... A woman's array in this... of the wall.
So it's skipping forward through the book.
I looked, points to small and screen.
And I'm going to press the rewind button. And it's skipping back the other way.
And graph will points from...
It's possible, in the same way you would speed up content in a Daisy or Audible book, to do so using the same combination of select and fast forward, or select or rewind. It works in exactly the same way. This little player also has internal memory in which content can be stored, particularly if you want to use its voice recorder. Yes, it does have a recorder, it's not bad. It has its own internal mic, and if you insert a line in or mic, it records at higher quality. It records using stereo mic, but if you use that, there is some hiss during the recording, but again, if you use PC software, you can get rid of that. But it is very good quality. In order to record, you simply hold down the record button, and I'm going to record, and once you've finished, you release that recording button and you press play to hear the recording. And I'm going to record, and once you've finished, you release that recording button. If you want to erase that recording, you simply hold down the play button and the mode button, and which tells you that the recording is erased. You can actually record as well without holding down the record button continuously. What you do is press the record button down and then press the play button down, and that records continuously. To pause recording at any time, you press the play button. To stop it, you press the record button. You can transfer audio content onto the SD card via computer or via USB, but the USB transfer is so much slower. To ascertain battery status, simply hold down the mode button, the cross button, and you'll get information as to how far you are in the book and the status of the battery. When the battery really needs charging, it will say, "Please charge battery urgently," and then bleep. This player doesn't have Wi-Fi connectivity, but if you want something straightforward and simple to use to place in your handbag or pocket, you can look no further than the Milestone player. This is available in the UK from Computer Room Services.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.